Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we're going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8, but let me set the context first. David had been living a life of lies and cover-up for 16 months, and then tragedy hit. When David and his men were away from home, the Amalekites burned their houses to the ground and took their wives and children. The attack and capture woke David up from a spiritual stupor. He had been doing things his own way, and now he had no choice but to turn back to God. 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, "And David inquired of the Lord, 'Shall I pursue after this band of Amalekites? Shall I overtake them?' And God answered him, 'Pursue them, for you will surely overtake and shall surely rescue.'" When I read this story, I can only think of God's great grace. Just think of it. David's been running from God for 16 months, but then tragedy hits, and God was waiting to strengthen David when David finally turned back to him, and God was willing to help him rescue his family. Never think that you're too far from God. He's there waiting with open arms for you to come back home. So, Father, today I pray for the person who has wandered from you. I pray you get their attention, wake them up from their rebellion, and bring them back home. I pray for the person who feels they can't come back home. Their sin and pride have them feeling that you won't accept them. Don't let them believe that lie of Satan. Let them experience your great grace as you wrap them up in your arms. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God of forgiveness, a God of grace, and a God of restoration. In Jesus' name, amen.